Kodak Black and a female companion create a stir at a hockey game. Jamie Lynn Spears says she's only ever loved and supported her sister. And Indigenous music artist Vince Fontaine dies. It's Wednesday, January 12th, and here are your latest music news updates brought to you by The Filter. Kodak Black decided Tuesday's Florida Panthers versus Vancouver Canucks game was a good place for a little dirty dancing. At first, hockey fans thought there was nothing more than twerking going on between the 24-year-old rapper and his female companion inside the luxury suite at the Florida Arena Live Arena. "I think Kodak found something better to do at the Panthers game," tweeted a season ticket holder who shared a video of the couple in action. The clip quickly went viral. The Florida Panthers and the NHL celebrated having Kodak Black at their Tuesday night game until someone apparently taped him having sex in a luxury box, which is right next to the team's front office, as the game went on, tweeted sports journalist George Richards. Witnesses chimed in to clarify that Black and his companion were merely going through the motions. We've got a link to the Not Safe for Work tweets and videos in the link in the description of this episode. Jamie Lynn Spears says she doesn't understand why there's a rift between her and her big sister Brittany. "I love my sister," the 30-year-old said in an interview that aired on Good Morning America on Wednesday. "I've only ever loved and supported her and done what's right by her, and she knows that, so I don't know why we're in this position right now." Jamie Lynn described herself as Britney's biggest supporter and said, "When she needed help, I set up ways to do so. I went out of my way to make sure she had the contact she needed to possibly go ahead and end this conservatorship, just to end this all for our family. If it's going to cause this much discord, why continue it?" Jamie Lynn said she was pleased when the conservatorship Britney was under for 13 years was ended in November, and said it's not fair to speculate on her sister's current state of mind. Indigenous musician Vince Fontaine died on Tuesday, his niece Nahanian Fontaine announced via social media. Vince's love of music was only outshone by his measureless devotion to his family, friends, and community, who remained stunned and devastated by this great and unexpected loss, she tweeted. Cause of death was not disclosed. "Vince was a great guy, an important figure in Canadian and Indigenous music scene," tweeted Michael Hollett, publisher of Next and founder of North by Northeast. Winnipeg band Y remember Fontaine as a passionate musician and songwriter, tweeting, "He always had time for other musicians and his talent and kindness will be greatly missed." Fontaine was a member of Saguenay First Nation and founded Indigenous music duo Eagle and Hawk in 1994 with Troy Westwood. Their 2002 album On and On was named Indigenous Album of the Year at the Juno Awards. "Could never express how much you meant to me, brother," Westwood tweeted. "So many precious memories. You taught me a great deal, brother. Thank you, brother." Much sympathy to his beautiful family. Fontaine was also a composer and released the acclaimed 2011 solo album, Songs for Turtle Island. He founded folk rock band Indian City. On the Rising Sun Productions website, Fontaine is quoted as saying, "My purpose is to lift up Indigenous people of North America and show the beauty, existence, splendor, and mystique of our culture. I want to be a musical beacon and cultural ambassador." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.